Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. This is the number one daily radio show for realtors looking for a no BS, authentic, real-time coaching experience. What's really working in today's market, how to generate more leads, make more money, and have more time for what you love in your life. And now your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back. Today's topic is how to lose phone fear, aka call reluctance, forever. So this is going to be a two-part show. And as always, we're going to really drill down on this topic. It's really at the core of why so many agents avoid actually doing proactive lead generation. It's a topic we take very seriously. So get ready to take pages of great notes. Now remember, all of our notes are ready for you at any time. As long as you're a subscriber to HarrisRealEstateDaily.com. HarrisRealEstateDaily.com is our daily newsletter, thus the name, that includes all of our call notes and additionally a lot of extra featured interviews, things like that. We're doing a lot of special content just for our newsletter subscribers. We're working on all that now. So please do be an early adopter and become a member of HarrisRealEstateDaily.com. Hundreds of you have joined since we launched. Actually, so far, I think it's 2,000 now that I'm remembering numbers. Yeah, have joined since we launched it about a month ago. We're going to make it better over time. We're going to have specific – well, let me throw this out there. If any of you would like to be contributors to the newsletter – let's talk. I mean, maybe you've got something, you know, that you're really focused on. I know Rick Jensen, for example, who's one of our longtime coaching clients and Harris Certified Coach. He's really become an expert at AI as it relates to real estate agents. And so he's going to be contributing. So if you've got anything like that, that you think, you know, all the viewers and soon readers will benefit from, do send me a, an idea of what you might have and maybe a sample of your writing. Could even be a video, to be honest with you. And the best way to send me that audition tape, if you want to call it that, is through Instagram. And so you can just go over to Instagram at Tim and Julie Harris, or you can just text me at 512-758-0206. Now, second announcement, and this is more of a request for all of you. Julie and I are playing around with the idea of setting aside a day per week and doing an Ask Me Anything type podcast. So the concept would be you would ask a question, and then we would then answer the question. And Julie and I's perspectives are usually in alignment, but not always. And so I think we'll debate and go back and forth on some of the questions you have. And these questions could pertain to, frankly, anything that's even related to real estate, anything that's investing. We talk about a lot of different topics on this podcast in Premier Coaching. But I think, you know, we'll see if Julie's comfortable with this. But I would feel comfortable talking about health and fitness. I'd be comfortable talking about relationships. I'd be comfortable. Maybe we've been married for 33 years, so hopefully we picked up some things. Maybe some of you guys can give us advice on raising a kid, so we might be asking you questions. Yes. But the moral of the story is we'd like to start doing that once a week. It'd be fun. Let us know what you think. And again, text me what your questions are at 512-758-0206. I personally prefer text over just about anything else because it's more efficient. But again, it's 512-758-0206. Never call because I never answer. Always text. 512-758-0206. And again, this is the concept is we're going to start doing one podcast per week, which is going to be Julie and I answering your your questions. And it could be about just about anything. Send me questions you think that Julie and I would be afraid to talk about on the podcast. I might use those just to make...
Just to torture me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was going to say make you squirm a little bit, but it's true. So yes, again, 512-758-0206. All right, Julie. So we're focused today on how to overcome call reluctance, how to overcome phone fear.
That's right. So experiencing call reluctance or phone fear is a common challenge for real estate professionals, often stemming from fears of rejection, failure, or a lack of confidence. And that's normal. However, breaking free from these fears and taking proactive steps towards success is essential to your success. Here's your comprehensive guide to overcoming call reluctance and unlocking your full potential. I think, Tim, I think you would agree with this. This is one of the most common things that coaching clients will come to us wanting to conquer. They know that they've been struggling with it for quite some time, and they just want to make that breakthrough.
Well, so yes, of course, but really it's the unconscious incompetence and then the conscious incompetence and then the conscious competence and the unconscious competence.
Nicely done.
Oh,
yes.
Good. So here's the thing. What am I talking about? They're a bunch of pseudoscience psychology stuff, but the essence of it is really interesting. So the first phase that everybody's in at every, it doesn't matter where you are in life or what your experience level is in business or just whatever, you're always going to find yourself in unconscious incompetence. That's where you basically don't know what you don't know. You're a complete and total moron about whatever it is that you're trying to do. And some people, when they feel that way, when they feel completely overwhelmed with like, oh my gosh, I am such a newbie at this, they won't be able to handle it. They'll be able to, they'll walk, if not run away from that particular exercise. Like Zoe was doing a rock climbing wall.
Yeah.
And her friends talked her into, going up. But when it came to, because basically she got pulled up,
yes.
On the rope. But going down, she wanted nothing to do with it.
No, freaked out. So lost her marbles.
Or she lost her marbles. So she was facing down, she went from unconscious incompetence. Oh, I can do this wall. No big deal. Get me up there. Then to experiencing what it would be like to actually be at the top of that wall. Then she was clearly in conscious incompetence and freaked out. And then what happened is they roped her down and she was done and she didn't do anything the rest of the day. So that's what, hopefully that will make you guys laugh. But it also will shine light on the fact that many of you have gotten to the point where you have been in real estate long enough, or you are, let's just say, aware enough to realize that all the easy button passive lead generation things that you guys are constantly being bombarded with are mostly BS. And I think you, especially if you listen to this podcast, this is the number one listened to daily podcast for real estate professionals. So I can only assume that a lot of you are going to be in the second category of people I'm describing. So you have tried the other things, or maybe you've not tried them, but you're just aware enough to know that, you could smell it for what it is, mm-hmm. and you don't want to waste your money or time on it. And so those are the people that will come directly to us and want to learn how to prospect. But a lot of them have made the mistake of realizing the hard way that those passive things never work.
That's true.
And so really you have two distinct categories. You have people that were shocked into realizing that they didn't have the skills that they thought they did, or B, they were hitting the easy button throughout their entire careers, maybe their entire lives, and now have come to the realization that it's not getting them to where they thought they would be. So they're looking for something that's going to allow them to have more control of their success and be a proactive lead generator.
Very well said. And that's what led us to this podcast to try and help you. Of course, this is a podcast. We can't dive as deeply into what makes you tick as we can through coaching, but I think that we can make some progress today. So the first part, and again, this is a two-part podcast series. In each of those parts, we have broken out what we're doing. So the first section here, commitment and preparation to conquer your phone fear. Number one, commit today to overcoming call reluctance and take decisive action towards your goals. No more procrastinating. Proactive lead generation is the key to predictable and duplicatable success in real estate. When you work sporadically, which is what most agents do, you'll get inconsistent results and, of course, unpredictable income. Proactive lead generation is your number one job in real estate. So as usual, when we are doing a topic like this, we start with mindset. Come to terms with the fact that you have to actually make the commitment and be ready to be coachable.
So you're listening now and you're saying, well, I don't have call reluctance. I talk to people in different ways every single day. All right, so I want you to imagine we're in a room. Julie and I are in the front of the room and there's 100 of us in the room. And Julie and I ask you two questions. The first question we ask you is if you had to take, five listings in the next 30 days, maybe for some of you it's no big deal, and others of you, you've never done it before. And then when you do, you get some sort of ridiculous prize, not just the proceeds from the sales and satisfaction of helping five people sell their homes and all the rest of it, but like $1 million, right? Something that's really going to motivate you. So if I asked you, let's make it real tight. You have 30 days to take five listings. Here's the question. Not what are you going to do, but what will you stop doing? Now, that's an interesting question because the answers always just sort of rush out at people. I would stop spending so much time making YouTube content. I would stop doing all this passive stuff. I would stop buying leads. I would stop working with unmotivated buyers. I would stop all the stuff just comes pouring out of you when Julie and I frame up the question like that. Because the reality of it is all of you, then I ask the second question, what would you be doing if you had to take five listings in 30 days? And that's the most biggest priority in your life. And you know what you all know how to do, what you would immediately say? Proactive lead generation. You'd tell us, you'd call people, you'd call expired, you call for sale by owners, you call notice of defaults. We teach you, it's over 20 different sources of leads that you can just pick up the phone. The leads do not cost anything. The leads do not come with a referral fee, none of those things. You just have to learn how to do the work. So you all know what we're saying is true, but it's your call reluctance that's keeping you from doing it. Now, if you could start becoming a daily proactive lead generator, a daily prospector, how fast would your life change? What if you started out making by 5 contacts a day, then 10 contacts a day, maybe 15 contacts, conversations with the decision-making adults per day? You will stumble into listings just because you are the only one calling, because everyone else in the industry now is doing things that are passive. You would make more money than you can possibly imagine, have more of a, like I'm doing these interviews we're going to start publishing in probably May, maybe June, and part of the newsletter for the newsletter audience, right? And those are agents are almost to a person. They're all longtime coaching clients. Mm-hmm. And most of them had tried. I was just talking with Ziggy last Friday. She had tried all the easy button things, stumbled across our podcast and realized that basically proactive lead generation is what she needed to do. And she started doing it. And now she's consistently selling dozens of homes, sometimes per month. And it's all from proactive lead generation.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And Ziggy's a smart gal and also a coach for us now. So she had to push through all of this. I remember we talked to her quite a bit before she embraced this, and then she had to work it. She had to learn it. And now she's seeing huge results. So that all requires that you overcome your call reluctance. Point number 2, invest in proven scripts to eliminate the fear of not knowing what to say. So there's a lot in that sentence. Invest in proven scripts, not just free stuff or things you peel off of Facebook.
Or stuff you make yourself from trying to patchwork quilt a couple scripts together that you find. By the way, free scripts online are free for a reason. Yeah. You might want to think about that. Stuff that has no value. I mean, you know, the free scripts that some of you guys have found aren't proven, aren't tested. Somebody threw it together, thought it might work. You got to just be super careful who you're listening to, because a lot of the information out there is total, complete, untested garbage.
Yes, and also written or created by people who never actually sold real estate.
Let alone prospected.
Exactly. So effective scripts provide a structured framework for engaging with prospects and closing appointments. Knowledge equals confidence and ignorance equals fear, especially regarding scripts. There is actually an art to effective scripting. It comes down to asking the right questions, listening to the answers, and having a pattern to those conversations. Once you learn that pattern, you can be more like Ziggy, who gets a lot faster results than when she first started this.
A script is basically, like Julie said, it's like a 3-part play, or it's like a really well-written song, right? If you think about music, for example, music always has, I mean, the crescendo basically would be like the closing, right? So if you think about anything that's really well done, or music, scripts, anything, it always follows the same pattern, and it's working up to the natural end of the performance. That's all a script is. And it's asking questions. It's asking questions that all of you guys can ask in the order in which you could all ask it. Now, why don't you use proven scripts? Why are you trying to basically create your own? Or why are you using scripts that you've never even verified whether they actually work? Why? Is it because you're not serious about actually prospecting? Is it because you're trying to create an excuse for failing at prospecting? Because then it'll reinforce your call reluctance.
And then you can say, I tried scripts, but they didn't work.
I tried FSBOs, Julie, but it didn't work. And so it's not for me. I'm going to go back making TikToks.
And I just don't want to sound scripted.
Exactly.
You know, you guys have so many excuses. So we are working to eliminate those excuses. Point number 3, establish a pre-prospecting routine. Oh, I slipped that word, prospecting. I meant establish a pre-proactive lead generation routine that helps you get into the right mindset for success. Whether you listen to music, work out, or connect with a role play partner, find what works best for you and stick to it. Many of my personal coaching clients will start with a few past client center of influence calls just to warm up and make, you know, they're talking to a friendly person on the other end. They warm up, they get over the, you know, just picking up the phone part of it. And I'll never forget when I was taking music lessons, and, you know, for musicians, this is akin to practicing, right? You don't want to learn your scales. Scales are like scripts. Everybody avoids them. And I will never forget that one of my music teachers said, the hardest thing for you to do is to just sit on the piano bench. Just approach the wild animal. Just sit there and decide that you are going to do something. Well, that's what this point is about. Establish a pre-prospecting routine that helps you get into the right mindset of success.
I'm going to shed some, you and I were talking about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. We were talking about, like, Julie, well, I'll say me and then Julie secondarily are Formula One fans. She's learning after, you know.
By association.
Exactly. Well, so, you know, it's interesting. I have a professional racing simulator that was built by Lando Norris's brother. Lando is the driver for McLaren, if you guys are Formula One drivers. Or Formula One fans. Anyway, so it's fascinating that the simulator, the race is only 15 minutes long in my simulator. I'm using iRacing. And then when you actually watch a real race that's 53 laps, it can be like an hour. The level of concentration that's necessary for you to, you know, frankly, just have the energy at the end to be able to win, let alone finish, and be able to calculate all the things that are going on around you, and be able to essentially game theory out when you're supposed to go in for fuel and tires, and by the way, not get hit or hit anybody and live. I mean, all these things that are going on, that's what it takes to be, like, if you really look at it, most of these drivers, when you put them in the same car and put them on the same track with nobody else out there, they're going to basically be all running the same time. The difference that makes that between one driver and the next is when you add all these other variables. That's the reason some drivers, and again, I'm going to stop nerding out in a second. That's the reason some, I mean, I suppose it's true with drivers other than Formula One drivers, but that's the reason some Formula One drivers are great at qualifying and terrible at racing. That's very common. Or you'll have test drivers or backup drivers. Again, nerd knowledge here, but they're incredibly good at qualifying, but they cannot, as soon as you start adding those other variables, they start to flounder. Those variables, and when you're like in prospecting, it's really when you're proactively lead generating, aka prospecting, there really are not that many variables. There's maybe two or three, all of which you can control, and none of which, if you don't control at the highest level, will result in you, you know, hitting a wall at 200 miles per hour.
Yeah.
But the moral of the story is that this is a skill set that all of you can learn. Now, I'm racing maybe, but certainly proactive lead generation. No matter how old you are, no matter what your IQ is, what your experience level in life and real estate is, no matter what your ethnicity is, no matter what you look like, this is something that everyone can learn. And that should be a huge relief to all of you who, you know, maybe you've written yourself off because you figure that, oh, I'm just not made for this YouTube generation. I could never be a, you know, an influencer. Well, guess what? You know, you don't have to be. And here's some information that might make you feel great. This, being a proactive lead generator, will result in you having a strong business with probably a 90% profit margin. Wait till you start listening to these interviews that we're going to start releasing in the next month for you know, the Harris Daily, Harris Real Estate Daily,
yes.
HarrisRealEstateDaily.com subscribers. But guys, keep this in mind. You can learn this skill, and the great, powerful position you're in now is that you have time to learn it, and you're not going to, as you know, it takes maybe 30 to 60 days to become competent at it if you keep at it every single day. But, you know, this time of year rolling into the rest of the year, that's really going to put you in a powerful position to start taking a lot more listings as the you know, the listings that get listed today are not sold and they expire in the next 90 to 180 days. And those will become your listings because you've learned how to be, for example, a proactive lead generator for expired listings.
Yes, assuming you get over your call reluctance.
Yes.
Point number four, set a daily contact goal that aligns with your financial objectives. Focus on quality conversations with decision-making adults about real estate. That's what a contact is. Aiming for a ratio of one qualified appointment for every 10 to 15 contacts. Now, I have to say, those of you, and you know who you are listening, who have already embraced this and do this routinely, and your scripts are more polished, you'll be setting appointments in a shorter ratio than that, depending on who you're calling.
Okay, I'm going to qualify Julie's point number four. I disagree because you didn't specifically say the nature of who they're calling.
It's a future point, but that's okay.
Oh, it's a future point? Okay. Well, so the reality of it is if you're just calling just listed or doing circle prospecting, whatever you want to call it, that's not really, in our opinion, it's a great way to sort of, you know, prepare yourself for the real work. But if you're going to choose, remember you're in the audience. We asked you, you have to take 5 listings in 30 days. We asked you what you're going to do. You're going to call the people who already have their hands in the air saying, yes, I want to sell my house. Doesn't that make sense? Those are going to be all the sources we teach you to prospect to, proactively lead generate to. So when Julie's giving you the ratios of 10 to 15, I'm going to add to this as well. When you start prospecting, your ratios are going to be terrible, even if you're calling great leads. They're going to be, say, 15 to 20 contacts for every appointment set. But guess what? For many of you, that's a hell of a lot more appointments, listing appointments, than you're setting now, isn't it? Right?
Well, and one equals, what, $10,000 to $15,000?
Exactly.
So focus on the right thing.
And how long will it take for you to make those number of contacts? Let's really break this down. Probably 2 hours.
Yes.
2 hours if you're inefficient. Now, some of our best prospectors, people do it consistently, like the example I gave you of Ziggy. She's setting one pre-qualified listing appointment, calling the high-quality leads every 5 to 7 contacts.
That's awesome.
I want you to think about that. So every single day, you know, she and I, other people I was, Mike Urban, I think, other people
sure.
too. every single day, you're going to be able to wake up in the morning. You're going to have a new list. And I'm going to just focus on expireds because I loved them when I sold real estate. Julie and I sold real estate. You're going to call those folks and you're going to every single day have the ability to set a pre-qualified listing appointment. Then your problem becomes, how do you handle all that abundance? And get ready. We've got a podcast coming up in a couple days about scarcity versus abundance. So we got you covered there.
Create a nice problem to have and we'll talk about it.
Let's have the problem before and then worry about it, opposed to worrying about it before we have the problem.
Exactly. And we're going to drill down more about the differences in who you're talking to. That's a future point for sure that we'll get more in the weeds on. And this is for today too, just in case you're wondering.
Sure.
All right. So point number five is embrace the unknown and be prepared to handle any situation confidently. Some of you avoid being on the phone because you have this thing in the back of your head. What if I don't know what to say? What if I get asked something that I have no idea what's going on? Embrace the unknown, expect it, and be prepared to handle any situation confidently. Again, it gets back to scripts. Utilize scripts to navigate conversations effectively and address prospects' questions or concerns. It's okay to say, that's a great question. I'm writing it down, and you'll have my answer by 6 p.m. this evening. What's the number to call you on at that time?
The point is when they ask, and you'll find when you're, you know, prospecting, let's just use real words here. Let's use adult words.
Yes.
Right? When you're prospecting, you're going to occasionally have, well, it happens all the time in life in general. People ask questions, and they're not thinking about what they're saying. They're not even really thinking about the question they're asking. It's just sort of a little bit of gas that's escaping from between their ears.
Chit-chat, perhaps.
Exactly. The worst thing you can do is go down that rabbit hole with them, because they could ask them, what effect is the election going to have? Or what happens if interest rates fall by 1%? And all of a sudden, you are off your script and you're talking about something completely, you know, irrelevant to your goal, which is pre-qualifying them, setting an appointment, and then actually taking the listing. So do not fall into those rabbit holes. But Julie's script that she gave you there, you know what? That's a great question about what effect the interest rates will have on the perspective, you know, whatever the question is, right? Let me write it down and I'll get back with you, and then get right back to your script. Do not deviate from that. Do not, and again, they're not doing it intentionally. Sometimes a thought just pops in their head and they think, well, this is a good time for me to just, you know, release this thought into the universe, where the reality of it is that if, again, just repeating myself, but if you take that bait, you're going to lose that set. You're not going to make that appointment.
That's very well said. And I have to say that is one of the most common things when I hear agents, because, you know, as a coach and coaching the coaches, I hear some of these conversations that agents will send in their prospecting sessions. And this is one of the most common things, is they'll take that little hook, then they'll feel like they have to react to every single thing that somebody says. I think part of that is inexperience. Part of it is wanting to engage with that person. They're happy to be having the conversation. They're anxious to use the scripts they've got in their head. They're anxious to be objection handling. And it can come off as nervous energy versus simply letting somebody talk and using a script like, that's a great question, I'll write it down, not having to react to everything. And that's also something the coaches learn on coaching calls, not to go down a rabbit hole. If a coaching client said, well, I just had a really terrible day. Maybe they did. Maybe they're just trying to throw you off. This is another conversational
scene,
right?
Yeah, it's true. That does happen on coaching calls.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I used to do it to my music teachers.
Especially if you assigned them homework and they didn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
So the first thing they're going to do is they're going to show up to a coaching call and they're going to try to basically fire hose you with some bit of
a decoy.
It's a decoy, exactly. But when you're talking to any kind of real estate seller, you know, they ask something. Julie said, you know, her script was, it's a great question. You know, let me find out. I'll get back to you today. But you could even give them a more gratuitous compliment to their question. You know, wow, that was a great question. I really appreciate you asking. Let me write that down so I get you the exact details and I'll let you know by the end of the day. Make them feel good for asking their question. Give them praise.
And be glad they're talking to you. They didn't hang up if they're asking you questions, right?
Yep.
Okay, now we're going to the mindset and strategy section.
I can't get
podcast.
Past that.
Okay.
So you make them feel good when you give them praise for the question they just asked. Because you made them feel good, they're going to stay on the phone with you because you gave them a compliment and you made them feel good. When was the last time somebody made you feel good and someone gave you a compliment? You guys get it? That's basically the art and science of becoming a very, very powerful, proactive lead generator.
That's true. And I have heard some really great quality calls from our coaching clients because they do that. All right. Number six, adopt a service mindset, focusing on the needs and interests of the person you're communicating with. Use questions to guide the conversation and create a positive client-centric experience. When you operate this way, you remove your own ego and become a problem solver for the prospect. If they don't have any real estate challenges to solve right now, well, accept that it's not a no, it's just not now. And when you get that, you still have somebody talking to you on the phone. I'm always coaching clients to remember to say, I can appreciate that. Maybe you know, it's a great house. I don't blame you for wanting to live there forever. But since I got you on the phone, who else do you know who could use my help buying or selling real estate? You may still have an appointment in there. Maybe their kid's a first-time buyer. Maybe their friend at work is getting relocated, but you won't know if you don't ask.
Or what we're hearing a lot is that they're bringing up new construction. Or they're saying, well, you know, we were looking at this new construction house and we don't need two stories anymore. We're thinking about a one story and, you know, whatever. The kids are leaving, whatever the reason is. But we don't want to do it until next year. And then you could say, well, I appreciate that. I mean, you have a fantastic house too. I mean, I've always said, you know, compliments always go a long way. And then say, had you taken into consideration the effects of the builders naturally raising the prices between this year and next year? Would it make sense, considering it takes 6 to 8 months in our market to build a new construction home, that instead of waiting to next year, we actually lock in today's pricing and you guys can maybe choose your lot and we could go down the process of building a home slowly? Would it make sense for you, given your plans of moving anyway, and now we're going to be able to save you? Potentially, I hear some of the builders are raising their prices by 10-15%. In your price range, Mr. Seller, that's $100,000. Maybe that's something we should be thinking about. Is that important to you?
Conversational.
Exactly.
Simple, right? Now, number 7, recognize the importance of targeted and proven prospecting strategies. This is something that you touched on a couple minutes ago. Circle prospecting around listings, that's usually just listed and just sold calls, typically yields very limited results, whereas contacting expired listings, probate attorneys, for sale by owners, can lead to more productive conversations and appointments. So when you do this circle prospecting, which when agents talk about cold calling, I would say this is the coldest, right? Sometimes agents will put all types of prospecting in the same bucket, and yet they're not. When you're calling somebody and you have no reason to believe that they want to transact with you, of course, it's going to be a colder contact that requires a big number of contacts if you get results at all.
Whenever you hear somebody say cold calling leads, they are not prospectors. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. That is a surefire test.
Yes.
Because the fact is, to Julie's point, just so all of you understand it, there are different folks you can be calling. And yes, cold calling is center of influence or circle prospecting. Calling people who are not in the market, who do not have homes to sell, who have expressed zero interest in selling or buying real estate, and calling those people is going to get you the lowest result, but it's also going to be the call that's easiest to do because there's no rejection, right? Yeah. So all of you, listen to what I just said. If I were coaching you, this is what I'd tell you to do. Don't waste your time with those people.
Yeah, because you'll just get frustrated and then you'll make a big announcement that prospecting doesn't work because, in fact, you weren't working the right type of prospecting, thus you didn't get any results.
Throw your ass in the deep end, learn how to swim the fastest, go Navy SEAL on the shit, and then you're going to find yourself actually taking more listings faster. The actual stress that you're trying to avoid, the fear of rejection that you're trying to avoid, get over it fast by going to the real heavy lifting, highest yielding, best quality leads fastest. Those are going to be your expireds. As Julie just said, probate attorneys, for sale by owners. There's dozens of different sources of business we teach you guys how to directly, proactively lead generate to. And if you're truly serious about taking those 5 listings in the next 30 days, do those things first.
Well, look at it this way. When you call 10 expireds or for sale by owners, 100% of them potentially want to and maybe have to sell. When you call 10 random just listed or just sold, it's entirely possible that not a single one of them has any interest in transacting.
Actually, you and I studied that back in 2005 and 2006 when we were doing, you know, a lot of production coaching. And that's what the ratio was. The contact to any kind of lead with just really what were cold calls to centers of or to you know, circle prospecting and whatnot, it was like 50 to 60 to any kind of lead.
And most agents will give up on like number 5.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And so just call the expireds, call the for sale by owners, call the people that have, just think about the insanity of this, guys. You right now, if I ask you what you want to talk about on a coaching call, or Julie and I are doing an event in your town and you want to know us and you're suggesting topics, every single one of you are going to say the favorite topic or the one thing you want us to focus on is lead generation. Every single agent's number one focus every single day is lead generation. To which, this is what I would say. I would be standing in front of the room along with my beautiful wife, and I would say, who has access to the MLS, which should be all of you? Then I would say, I want you to go to the MLS and tell me how expired listings there were in your MLS in the last 180 days. Then I'd go the last 60 days, or I'm sorry, last 12 months. And then some of you would fight with me, oh, those aren't in my market. Oh, that's land. Oh, that's commercial. Oh, that's higher end than I'm working on it. I don't care. How many expired in the last 12 months? And what you will find, you should all do this, by the way, is in many cases, and there are exceptions if you're in the middle of, say, for example, South Dakota in some rural area, I suppose. Sure. But in many cases, you're going to discover that there are not dozens, there are not hundreds, there are thousands of expired listings. This podcast is not about expired listings, but you're also going to discover the same thing with probate. You're going to discover the same thing with for sale by owner and all the other sources we teach. Mm-hmm. So here it is. You guys are in the situation where you're, you know, I want to learn how to lead generate. You're willing to spend money on people lead generating for you. You're willing to buy buyer leads. You're willing to do all this sketchy marketing stuff, hoping and praying that your brand is going to somehow lull people into wanting to see you as a real estate expert. And they're going to all this stuff, right? But your goal is what? To list real estate, help people make money. Is it not? So why don't you just call the people who already have their hands in their air and say, yes, I have a house to sell. Why would you skip the middleman? Skip all the learning curve. Skip all the crap. Just go directly to the people who have their hands in their air and say, yes, I want to sell my house. Why is this not self-evident to every human on planet Earth? I do not understand.
You're just way too logical on that.
Well, honestly, Julie, it frustrates me because
I know
we have hundreds of agents joining our Premier Coaching Program. And a lot of them are joining our Premier Coaching Program right now, licking their wounds from having, you know, made
very
bad
true.
Decisions about what they were going to do for, air quoting here, lead generation.
That's true.
And a lot of them are, you know, doubting themselves. And that's what, truthfully, that's what pisses me off.
I 100% agree. And I'll never forget, back during the pandemic, we were doing some clubhouse calls, right? And this was a topic of discussion. What would you have done differently looking back over the past 3 or 4 years of your career? And this agent responded, she said, I would not have kept my purse open for everybody's hands to grab the money out of it in speculation on things that ultimately didn't work.
Yeah, I mean,
same idea, right?
But you know what, Julie, this podcast will be listened to and viewed probably 10 to 15,000 times in the next, let's call it 5 days, right? So of those 10 to 15,000 agents, they're going to listen to us and they're going to view us on YouTube or whatever. How many actually will take this seriously, if you had to guess? And let's not bullshit these guys. Let's just be super honest. 15,000 people are going to listen to us rant today. How many of them actually are going to have the epiphany, the light bulb go off in their minds? And why is it not more?
I think it will be a small percentage.
Yep.
I think they want to make it more complicated than it is.
And they want the easy path.
That's absolutely right, which is why sometimes we will say proactive lead generation instead of prospecting, because we don't want you to have hives or, you know, you want it to be harder. You want there to be a different solution, and you want some of the things that you've already spent money and time waiting on to work. And maybe you just have, you know, one closing pending and you're going to wait and see how it happens. And you're going to be real estate roadkill waiting until you get desperate.
So
I don't want that to happen to you. And I hope that we hear from the ones that are proactive, because those are the ones who are going to be joining coaching.
Well, so realistically, I'm just being we know we've done this for decades, is that probably will truly appeal, really have a spark go off with maybe 1,500 of the 15,000. Okay. And of the 15 of that, I bet you 500 will actually take action on it.
Yes.
Maybe even less.
But those will be the ones that have their best year ever.
And guys, what's 1% of 15,000? It's 150, right? So of the 1%, that's basically who actually will do something with today's podcast. And that's the reason that the 1% in life always earn more money, because they're willing to make themselves uncomfortable. They're in that stage of conscious incompetence. They don't want to feel, you know, that way anymore. So now they're moving to conscious incompetence, and they're saying, teach me what to say, how to say it. I'm tired of all this ridiculousness. I'm tired of all this struggling. That's what coaching is all about. You guys can join Premier Coaching. It doesn't cost you anything for the first 30 days. And yes, that does include a daily semi-private coaching call with a Harris certified coach. And you know, Premier Coaching is a great entry point into our coaching program. If you're looking for something higher end, if you're looking for something that's going to be a little bit more in alignment with where you are in your career, you can text me directly at 512-758-0206. 512-758-0206, and I'll have you speak with directly with one of our Harris Certified coaches. But for most of you, Premier Coaching really is the greatest path forward for you to learn how to be a proactively generated and build a very profitable real estate business. You can go to premiercoaching.com or scroll down below and click the link and join, and the first 30 days is free.
All right, point number 8, prospect in neighborhoods with your buyer's specific needs in mind, actively seeking out properties that meet their criteria. All of you have more buyers than you have sellers right now. Statistically, this is a fact. This approach can generate new listing opportunities for your buyer, but certainly for you as well, and clearly show your value. By prospecting in person, face-to-face, your confidence and skills will increase faster. Now, that's not instead of calling, that's in addition to calling. Some of you are better at the door. It's okay to do both. But this is a way to get more confidence and have more, you know, real conversations. And also find something for your wayward buyers. Point number 9, practice active listening during conversations, allowing prospects to share their thoughts and concerns. Avoid interrupting or rushing through the script and prioritize building rapport and trust. We talked a lot about that earlier in this podcast.
We did. When they say something, you're always going to repeat and affirm what they said. You slip in a nice little compliment and they'll want to talk with you more because you made them feel good.
Exactly. Well put. Point number 10, our final point for today. Reframe rejection as a temporary setback and focus on finding prospects who align with your services. Stay resilient and maintain a positive outlook, knowing that every call brings you one step closer to success. For every few no's, you'll be closer to hearing yes. Think about Ziggy. She hears 5 to 7 no's and then the next one's a yes. There's no skipping the no part. Think more like the 5-year-old at the grocery store in the toy aisle. They never give up. So why do you?
Well, another way to encapsulate point number 10, and you should write this down and put in your proactive lead generation prospecting area. It's too soon to tell.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite sayings, mm-hmm. personally. It's too soon to tell whether that was a failure. It's too soon to tell whether that was a success. And haven't you guys learned that the longer you leave something unjudged, oftentimes the way you frame it in the future, maybe it's the next day, maybe it's a year into the future, haven't you noticed that it often changes? Isn't that cool? So say to yourself, it's too soon to tell. And the other benefit of that is you start to build a resilience around rejection. That's a good topic for a podcast, by the way. Mm-hmm. You should write that down. Build resilience around rejection. Mm-hmm. Because what happens then is that someone's just, didn't work out. You didn't take the listing. You didn't set the appointment. It's too soon to tell. So somebody else takes that damn listing for you. Guess what? It pops up again 90 days and it's expired. And what did you learn the first time? You learned maybe you were too, resolute about your price, or maybe you showed up late, whatever. So the first time you lost that listing, you learned. The second time when that listing expires on whoever the agent is that they listed with, you then will not make those same mistakes, hopefully not make any new mistakes, and then you'll take the listing. Whereas if you just said to yourself, I lost the listing, that seller's going to, screw that seller, right? Whatever your ego resistance or your ego response is to rejection or loss, you need to start saying it's too soon to tell. Or maybe you take a listing. You're competing against the best agents in town. And all of a sudden you take this listing, you kick their butts. But guess what? Turns out the seller's a bit of a nut job and never lets you show the house. See, too soon to tell. That way you avoid the ups and the downs and your emotional swings, which will burn you out. So hopefully you guys feel educated, motivated. Now get into action. One of the actions we ask you guys to take on every podcast is please do go over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and a comment why you like the podcast. A 5-star review and why you like the compliment, a compliment and why you like the podcast goes a long way to helping us stay in alignment with what our highest and truest purpose on this planet is, professionally speaking, of course, which is being of service to all of you. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.